Hi, we are a group of students from North Walsham High School who will be taking part and helping out at an exciting concert at the start of July. Ahead of the concert, which will be held at St Nicholas Church, North Walsham, on July 1st, we sat down for a question and answer session with Sarah Rogers.
Sarah is a Norfolk-based composer who has written a piece called Agnes. This piece will be given its world premiere at the North Walsham event. The concert is part of a set of wider events to mark the 600th anniversary of the Paston Letters, and Sarah adapted some of the letters written by Agnes Berry Paston for her composition.
Hi, I'm George Penrose, I'm 15 and I go to Northam High School. I'm involved in the St Nicholas Church Choir, and what I wanted to know is, writing and creating choral music harder to create than, say, a symphony or a concerto, for example?
No, I would say it's exactly the other way around, because what you have when you have any kind of vocal music is you have words. So words immediately make ideas spring forward, you know. Whereas if you're writing just for instruments, then it's much more abstract, and I personally find it much harder to start with just instruments. But if I've got words, I feel really, really comfortable, and I really enjoy expressing those words in music.
Thank you. And going on from that, how do you find the difficulty in making soprano, alto, tenor, and bass flow together without clashing?
Each of those voices has their own part of the range. They can cross over sometimes, you're quite right. But you're looking at them in two ways. You're looking at them horizontally, because they are vocal lines, and you're looking at them vertically, because when they interact, they make harmonies. So you've got those two kind of things going on at the same time. And actually, voices are very forgiving to write for, because they have lots of similar characteristics. So blending them and doing things with them that you perhaps might not do with instruments is more possible.
Hi, my name is Jack Williams. I also go to North Walsham High School. Thank you for your time today. Since I was quite young, I've been making videos of the internet, specifically on YouTube. I also make my own logos and banners for my page. Sometimes when I'm trying to think of new ideas, I get an idea and I sprint for my computer and I get it down as quickly as possible. How do you also get your ideas? Do you do the same type of thing as me? Or you one day maybe going around in your car and you hear a certain sound?
Well, it's interesting because I was thinking about this on the way coming here, and I sort of came to the conclusion that artists never stop. You're kind of always cooking. You're either simmering or you're on the boil. So because we look at something, okay, you may look at something and see it in terms of graphic design, or a painter may look at the countryside and see it in terms of a painting, a picture. I look at something and things come into my ears. I hear things. So you're right, though, because sometimes they can be very fleeting, and you think you've got an idea and it can disappear. So it does help to put it down in some kind of way. Sometimes I just put it down as a description. Something I might have looked at made me think of percussion instruments, you know, drums and that kind of thing. Or something else I might have looked at might make me think of a harp. And so I'll just remind myself that I had that moment, and then hopefully I can reconnect and go back to that moment so that I don't lose the idea. Hello, Ellie.
I go to North High School as well. I've been dancing since the age of 3, and I've grown up listening to all kinds of music, so jazz, Broadway, musical contemporary, and I just grew up, so that's how I learned to love it. How did you know you liked music, and why was classical your favourite?
Well, I grew up in a musical household. My dad, he wasn't a professional musician, but he played saxophone and piano, so I had musical sounds in my ears from a very young age. We had a piano in the house, so I was eager to get to grips with that and see if I could learn that. So I learned piano from about the age of 5. I think in a way, sometimes if you have an aptitude, these things choose you rather than you choosing them because of your context, your circumstances. And I think it just went on from there. Although very strangely, my brother grew up in the same household and his thing is horses. So, you know, not quite sure how that came about, because we certainly didn't have a horse in the back garden.
Yeah. I'm Daisy.
Hi, Daisy.
And I want to be a lawyer when I'm older, and I've been doing my work experience at East Law in the NNDC, and I can see this very hard to become a lawyer, but there's stages. How would you say you can become a composer?
Well, there's a certain amount of education. You can learn skills, you can learn crafts, but you don't have kind of stages, as I understand you would do in something like a profession like law. Okay, it's good to get your basic qualification, and then you have to go on and do your pupillage or whatever it is and that kind of thing, and hopefully eventually you get to take your silk and that sort of thing. But for the artistic professions, there aren't those same sorts of stages. So what you have to do is keep doing it and do it more in lots of different contexts, for lots of different performers, lots of different styles and genres, and really just as get as wide experience as you can until you begin to develop your own voice. And then once you feel you are developing your own voice, then you can work more fully in that direction. But as I say, we don't have the same kind of landmarks and stages that you get in professions like law or medicine and that kind of thing.
After Sarah had answered our questions, she told us why she was excited to be part of this project.
Well, I think this is a great project because it's involved so many different people in so many different ways. We've got the orchestra, we've got the choirs, we've got the involvement of all of you having this experience at promoting and getting to understand what you have to go through in order to market a piece, and using the press and the media and that kind of thing. And it's wonderful also to be part of a much bigger project, this whole Paston 600 Footprints project, which has pulled in a lot of interest and involved a lot of people and been a great project for this part of the county. So well done to everybody.
To buy tickets for this concert, please visit www.north-norfolk.gov.uk/orchestras.